Huh? Good morning to all. How's everyone? What do I have here in my hand? A calendar, yeah. What do we use a calendar for? Keep track of things. Yeah, you see here on my calendar, which by the way is a nice picture of what? Yeah, the manger scene with Jesus. But you see down here on the calendar, there's a lot of things written here on certain dates, isn't there? Can you all see that? What do you think all that means? Those are things that I have to do for the month of December. And so therefore, I write them on the calendar for the first thing, so I won't forget. And the second thing, it shows me that I'm anticipating something. I know that eventually I have to do something, and I have to do it on this date. So therefore, I'm waiting for it. And that's what Advent's all about. It's a time where we wait. It's a time where we are to be alert, though. And that's why we put things on calendars to alert us, to show us that we have to do something. But we're also watching and waiting. Who are we watching and waiting for? Jesus. We're watching and waiting for Jesus. But while we're watching and waiting, does that mean that we just kind of sit around and stare up to the sky and say, Jesus, when are you coming? Jesus, when are you coming? Is that what we do? No, we're not to do that. Jesus tells us today that we are to be about our master's business. What's the business of our master? What are we as Christians to be doing? Huh? There's many things, but first of all, Jesus tells us that we're to go to all the nations. We're to baptize and to do what? To proclaim the gospel. We are to proclaim the gospel. You know, proclamation of the gospel isn't only for your pastor, it's also for moms and dads and grandpa and grandmas, and actually you too. For even when you're in school, you actually are proclaiming the gospel by the way that you treat your fellow classmates, by the way you talk to them, and even there may be times when you may talk to them about Jesus. And when you talk about Jesus, what do you tell them? What has Jesus done for you? It's not what they do for Jesus. We can do nothing for Jesus. What has he done for us? He's died on the cross and washed away our sins. And that is the gospel proclamation. And there's no one can stop you from doing that. They may try, but because we have been set free by the blood of Jesus, we can tell everyone about Jesus. So as we're watching and as we're waiting, we're at the same time talking. We're at the same time doing the work of our master that he has given us to do. And that's what moms and dads and grandpa and grandmas will hear in the sermon today. That we're just not to be sitting around and doing nothing. We're to be about the gospel. We're to be about doing our master's work. And our master is... And our master is... A little bit louder. I want them to hear you. Very good. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. And we say a short prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our master. Thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you, O Lord, for giving us work to do, the work of your holy gospel. For it is a good work, and it is a right work. And help us, O Lord, to do that work in accordance with your holy will. Give us the words to speak, Jesus, and we will speak those words. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you continue to do for us. And we do pray that you come quickly. And all the children said,
Amen. Very